And I don't know how old I was when people began having church weddings. I don't remember.
So nothing like people have today.
Oh, no. Goodness, no. Uh-uh. And then when my husband and I got married, we knew this preacher, and we liked him very much. And we wanted him to marry us. It was, I can't think of his name now, but anyhow. And my husband didn't go to see him beforehand or anything. We thought we'd just go to the house. Well, he'd be there. Well, we got to the house, and he wasn't there. There wasn't anybody there.
Oh, goodness.
But we knew where the preacher was that preached at Mount Oliver Church, where the family was. It was at Tom, and of course, she was there. We got down there, and the room was completely full of people, just the neighbors. They didn't know that we were coming by there because we hadn't told them.
Oh.
They didn't have no idea there'd be anybody by there. But we knew this preacher would be there, and we wanted to go there so he would marry us. So that's what we did. And that was the wedding that we had.
Oh.
And Billy and her mom and dad were there. They were at the marriage, and of course she was at our anniversary. And she's just as close to being mine as close can be.
She's my only living aunt, the only one.
And you've been close to her all your
yes,
life?
Yes, yes. We lived across the street from her when I was little growing up. And she and her husband took up a lot of time with me. I remember them taking me to the fair.
Oh.
I guess they were near my mother and daddy's age. And then we went to the Southeastern Fair. Well, they give me to Mother and Sybil for a while, and then they give me to Daddy and Taylor. Well, they didn't know what I was doing, and they didn't know what I was doing, so they were both fiddling me full of new grape. You remember that new
yeah.
grape? Well, we came home.
In new grape.
Yes.
New. Yeah.
And we came home in her husband's. It was an A model or whatever, and it had a rumble seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were riding in that rumble seat home from the Southeastern Fair down in South Atlanta, and I got sick.
Too much sugar,
I had
huh?
too much new grape.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So what about when you met your husband and got married?
Is he from Roswell?
No, he's from East Point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where's that at?
It's down below Atlanta.
Okay.
And my first job, he worked there.
Hmm.
And I kind of took a shine to him to begin with, but all the people I worked with said, don't even look in his direction. He's a bookworm. All he does is go to school and study. So he was in law school at night and working in the daytime. So at that time, we would get together at the office would and do different things. So the office had a possum, was going on a possum hunt. So he called and invited me to go with him on the possum hunt. It never transpired because I didn't know anything about a possum or how to catch one, but but it got canceled. But anyway, we went to Marietta to the drive-in over there, and that was right after it was built.
Aww.
And we dated. I met him in 49, and he was in the National Guard out of Marietta. So he got called to active service in 51, and he was stationed in Victorville, California. So he called and said, you got to get here quick. They're fixing to ship us out. So I got on a train. I'd never been anywhere by myself, and my parents were so overprotective of me. Mother said she thought I'd back out before I left. But they put me on a train in Atlanta, and I rode 2.5 days to get, he met me somewhere so I wouldn't have to go the extra day. And we got married in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And went to went on our honeymoon to Laguna Beach.
Aww.
And I had never seen the Pacific Ocean, so I thought that was quite a treat. But when we got back to the base where he was stationed, a week later he went to work, and